Nath, please get the round of applause ready for an iconic figure in the world of electronic music. Born with an extreme passion for music, his journey began as a classically trained pianist, a foundation that would later evolve into the mastery of synthesizers and electronic instrumentalization.
Who wrote this? You can't read words longer than five. I f***ed it there, really, but I'll keep trying.
These words seem smaller.
Just get presets right.
Julian Hamilton. Is it Hamilton? J-H-E. Is it a soft J? Julian? Soft, yeah. Okay. He is one half of Australia's most legendary duos, who took shape in 2003 when the two members first met at the Sydney Conservatorium of Music, and they were quickly recognised for their ability to fuse elements of dance music with energy, more akin to rock and roll. Right now, they are going to be headlining Formula One as it returns to Albert Park for the Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix 2024. That is between the 21st and 24th of March 2024. And to tell us about it from the presets is Julian Hamilton.
G'day. I love it.
You've heard of Lewis Hamilton and Julian Hamilton, the two drivers for Mercedes.
I'll take Julio. Julio works for me.
Look, Julian, here's the thing. We're going to let you in a little secret on the Jimmy Nose show. We don't write the intros, believe it or not. And we are also two big night radio absolute idiots. And when they provide words like synthesization.
I got synthesizers. Yeah. It was the electronic instrumentation. Look, everyone knows who the presets are.
There are some big words. They are some long words. Don't feel too bad, but instrumentation is a pretty long ass word.
Yeah. And you just nailed it first go. All right, now you're showing
off. I have to say that all the time.
That's true.
Now we're just showing off, okay? Showing off. Julian, how are you, mate? First of all, thank you so much for being on the show. And how have things been going? What have you been up to?
Thanks for having me on the show. What have I been up to? Gosh, making tunes, always in the studio, making new music. We've been doing lots of shows with Kim and with the band.
Yeah.
And we did a big DJ tour last year for our 20th birthday.
Was it 20 nights of DJ sets, wasn't it? Was that fun or was it exhausting?
It was awesome. It started out 20 nights, 20 years, 20 nights, and it ended up being like 28 nights. It didn't have the same ring to it, but it had a much better financial ring to it.
When you look back and you think, you know, 20 years of, you know, the presets and doing this kind of stuff, how does it make you feel,
20 years of instrumentation.
Yeah, instrumentation. how does it make you feel looking back over, you know, such a stellar career with so much more to come, you know, performing at one of the biggest events on the Australian, you know, sporting calendar. And then, you know, you look back at 20 years of all the work you've done. Is it, you know, does it feel weird or does it just feel like, you know, there's so much more you want to do?
No, it doesn't feel weird. It feels great. I mean, like we're so lucky to have been able to do this job and make music, you know, for such a long time and people still come to the shows and, you know, we don't suck yet, which is good. Apparently we don't suck yet. I'm sure that day will come, but it hasn't happened yet. So we'll just keep going as long as that doesn't happen. And we're psyched to just keep making music and, you know, keep doing this for as long as we can. I mean, the cool thing about dance music is you don't age out, you know, you can be old. I don't know.
Look at Fatboy Slim. He's still like top of his Carl Cox. There's so many people at the top of their game.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, Fatboy Slim, mate. Totally.
Who's your favorite? Who do you like to listen to in that genre, in that world?
Well, the same bands that Kim and I first loved back when we were starting, like in the 1990s.
Yeah.
Like bands like the Chemical Brothers,
yeah.
Underworld, like some of those acts, you know, that are still making music today. And we actually just finished a tour with the Chemical Brothers. We supported them on their Australian tour. They're still fabulous and they're still doing great music, you know, and so those kind of acts we both really love. But then, you know, with dance music, there's always tiny, weird, little obscure DJs from Berlin or, you know, Chicago or whatever, doing really cool stuff as well. So the really big acts are great. The really tiny acts are good. It's an amazing scene. There's some really cool music coming out.
Julian, you made a good point just before. If I can go back to when you said, no, we're going good. It's good until we suck. How does one know when they officially suck? Like, do you get a letter? Do you get a letter?
There's just no streams. you release something.
Or do you put on...
No one rocks up to the concert.
Do you put on 20 nights, 20 DJ sets, and you end up doing one instead of 28? Like, how does one know when you officially suck? I guess you wouldn't know because you haven't been there.
It might be. I think it's like a gradual dawning of suffering. a slow realization. We might be on the slow path to suckness realization already. I have not noticed yet.
The last train to Sucksville.
Hey, that sounds like a great song.
Take the last train to Sucksville. Oh, the Monkees did it. That was a shame. Julie, when you do something like the F1, are you a fan of the F1 or is it just money and you're like, I'm going to go do a gig
have a
here?
Crack at it, yeah.
Or do you like look for things that you want to perform at?
Look, obviously it's our job and we try and, you know, if we can get paid to make music or perform, that's always a good thing.
Yeah.
But I mean, like, come on. I mean, everyone watches the show. Everyone watches the Netflix show.
Yeah, yeah. I'm a huge fan of it. I'm one of those.
You went from knowing nothing.
I'm like
to just being like so invested.
Like to the point where it's a bit nerdy now.
It
like,
is. Nath bought merch, Julia. Nath's got like Mercedes
I've got
hats.
Two different hats, Julia. I'm a fucking loser.
And he drives a Ford Focus. He's got Mercedes.
It hits like a max of like 95 kilometers. But are you a fan, Julian? Because I feel like I'm a fake fan. Like, yes, I know so much about it, but it's because of the show.
Oh, yeah,
the
Netflix
show got me into it. And now I've watched, you know, the first two races of the year. I watched Bahrain and I watched Jeddah, the two Saudi races. And I'm up to date on it now. But I feel like I've never been that invested in any kind of motorsport before. How do you feel about it?
You seem like a more invested fan even than I am. I mean, yeah. I love the show, but it does need to be edited and made very stupid for me.
Yeah.
But I do. I do from time to time. I get my manager to call me in my earpiece and just tell me to push. Yeah.
Box, 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 box.
Box and push. But any other instructions apart from push, like go faster.
Yeah.
You're just driving shit. You're in the last car to Sucksville.
Yeah. Yeah, just so you know, Julia, DRS is activated. Do a better song.
What about exciting as well? A lot of Aussie acts there. Empire of the Sun, Amy Shark, Northeast Party House, Jet, Vanessa Amorosi. Is there anyone that you are keen to see? Yeah. You going to watch anyone?
All Aussie lineup.
Yeah, all of them. I mean, Empire's fabulous, of course. I think they're on the same night as us, and I'm good friends with Luke, the singer. So, yeah, it'd be good to catch up with him. But, yeah, and also I'm just going to try and watch the cars go around as much as I can as well.
We're so excited for it, mate.
That's a real treat for us.
Do you have a team? Do you have a team that you like? And please don't say Red Bull, otherwise we'll end the call now because I'm over Max winning and he doesn't need any more support. I'd love it if you went for, like, Haas or something. who's your team?
I can't wait to watch Lewis go around with Ferrari next year. I think that's going to be really special to see him in a fast car again, and hopefully he can match it. And who knows, maybe his driving partner will be, I've lost his name, but the lead driver for Red Bull. Maybe Verstappen will leave. You know, it's all looking a bit up in the air at the moment. No one's indispensable, apparently.
This should be an episode of Drive to Survive, like how detailed, you know, we're getting into this. Can I ask you, Julia, before we let you go, what car do you drive? Because as Jim said, I drive a Ford Fiesta. It gets to a maximum of about 95 kilometres an hour. What car do you drive? I know you live in Newtown in Sydney, so, you know, I mean, a bit of traffic there. You can't be going too far. But what are you getting around?
I'm sorry to say, I'm still driving the same 2008 Toyota Camry that I bought way back then. And my poor kids, they desperately want me to get a new car, but I'm just such an old man. And I love my stupid land shark. Yeah. It's so soft and easy to drive, you know. And I like there's no screens. There's no, it doesn't stay in the lane for me. I can actually.
Was that 2008? Is that before or after Apocalypso? You released one of the greatest electronic dance albums in Australia of all time, and you go, I'm going to treat myself with a Camry.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just have,
that was my big, that was my Ferrari. That was my.
So you've got Alonso driving that for Aston Martin, Lewis Hamilton for Mercedes and Ferrari next year, and you've got Julian Hamilton, he's driving for Toyota. You'll probably still beat Haas. Julian, thank you so much. We love you. We cannot wait to see the presets on stage at the F1. We're pumped for it, mate. We'll know when you're there because you'll be zipping past us in a Toyota Camry. Good on you, mate. Thank you, Julian. Good luck. We'll see you there, mate.